We are seeing, unfortunately, a surge in the number of COVID cases here in the Lanasia area, and I suppose surrounds as well. There's been a number of janazas. There's been a number of hospitalizations. There's a struggle to get beds at hospitals, private hospitals, I know, public hospitals, I assume the same. The idea behind this is not to scare anyone or to give any kind of disproportionate impression, but it's about conscientizing people in terms of what's happening on the ground. Now, joining us on the line, we have Brother Muhammad Bismillah. He's a very active community worker, mashallah. Many would know him from his activities with the CPF. But during this COVID period, and especially during these periods of surge, he, together with other individuals and various organizations, have come together to help people on the ground. They assist with those who are getting treatment at home, getting oxygenators to them, and other services that they require. And we speak to him this morning to get an idea of what it's like currently on the ground in Lanasia and surrounding areas. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah and to all the listeners.
Now, you've been involved right from the beginning when COVID hit our shores last year when we were in hard lockdown. What are you noticing this time around during this third wave in Lanasia and surrounds in specific?
Well, Allah, you know, I think you made a good introduction that we're not going to create panic. But I think the reality on the ground is as follows. We went through wave one, which alhamdulillah shukar was a tough wave with lockdown and everything else. I think we managed to say that we had things in place. Second wave went also, and alhamdulillah we did well. But I think the third wave is really hitting us. The virus is very, very active, very, very fast spreading. And what we tend to notice now is that households, complete households are getting infected. And that's the reality of it, is that where people are self-isolating at home just to save their neighbors, their friends, their families. And it's become such a daunting task for them to do their normal chores. Those that are responsible. The help out there that is coming to them, alhamdulillah, shukar, we've got communities that are really going the extra mile, cooking, delivering COVID meals to people, leaving it on their doorstep, not getting inside their home. But the sad reality is that the people are really suffering in those.
We're hearing reports that even the ambulance services are totally stretched. At many occasions, there won't be an ambulance available because there's just that many patients that are being tended to either at home or they're being taken to a hospital. That there's also at times a challenge to find oxygen machines, oxygenators or concentrators, whatever you call them, because there's just so many people who require them currently.
That's a very, very, it's pertinent, it's the truth, it's reality. The situation as follows with regard to ambulances and ambulance services is that they're sitting outside hospitals in casualties waiting for beds. At a given time, there can be 3 to 4 ambulances waiting at a facility, waiting for instructions to bring a patient in. Lots and lots of private hospitals are on divert. For those that don't understand the terminology of divert, they are full to capacity. They cannot take any patients. And they wait for a bed to get available or to make a bed available in the facility. The patient cannot enter the facility because the patient is most probably COVID because of contamination. The patient needs to be isolated. The only place you can isolate the patient at that point in time is in the ambulance. And the services of the ambulances are also stretched because the time frame that they're taking to basically get admission, when they do get admission, is the situation that's currently prevailing. You take lots and lots of state hospitals also are full. Most hospitals are on divert. For an example, Mall Park is actually converted a theater, in the process of making that theater into a COVID facility.
We understand that in Lanasia and surrounds that this last weekend was particularly difficult and challenging. Paint a picture for us. What was it like for individuals like yourself who are doing this community work? You know, what was the weekend like?
We've had a really last two weeks, full weeks were brutal. When I say brutal, really, it was stretched to the limit. When I talk about stretched to the limit, I mean, take our GPs, take our physiotherapists, take our ambulance services, take our frontline workers. really, it was brutality out there. It was like a war we were fighting the last 2 weeks. There's no real daylight ahead of us for the next 2 to 3 weeks. I think June was predicted to be the epicenter. I think we've hit the storm. We're in the eye of the storm. Speaking to physiotherapists as late as yesterday, you can't even get a booking with a physiotherapist on a particular and specific day and time. You're basically at their mercy. I'm just talking about now frontline worker as a physiotherapist. So let's not go deeper into asking facilities what can they do for you. Physiotherapists at the moment are so overstretched. The ones that are doing COVID house calls, they finish the ICU at about 3 to 4 o'clock daily at Lenmed. And then they're stretching into the deep hours to do the physiotherapy for people at home. That's the reality of physiotherapists. With regard to oxygen and oxygen concentrators, Alhamdulillah Shukr, we've got lots of sister parallel networks that we're working with all around Gauteng, the Roshni guys, the Ladwell guys, the Mayfair guys. But in land, really, we stretch. I mean, in Indonesia Disaster Forum, we have in excess of 45 concentrators that are out in use. So we're basically assisting 45 people that are home-based, taken care of. We don't have concentrators at the moment. It's like a hand-to-mouth. Phone the previous person that was using it. Hey, how far are you? Hey, can I collect it? And it's not a nice thing to phone people to ask for something. And yet it's a life-saving device. As late as Saturday night, I mean, we needed to network with the guys in town to say, hey, can you borrow us? Yeah, okay, come, arrive. Take a drive to town, pick up a unit, come back, assist somebody in land. But Alhamdulillah Shukr, the work is getting done on the ground.
How can the community help? I mean, is there a requirement to purchase more concentrators? Do you need more manpower? Do you require more people to volunteer their time?
I think all of that is necessary. I mean, finances has become constrained. But Alhamdulillah Shukr, I must say that the community of Indonesia and surrounding, they've really dug deep into their pocket. Alhamdulillah Shukr, whenever the appeal went out there, we've always got good responses, good people that came on board. And I think finances is an issue. With regard to manpower, really, I mean, those that are brave-hearted can really join. I mean, there's the guys at the Kabir Stand that's doing tremendous, tremendous job. I mean, they get there early in the morning, leave there late at night, butter cold. Those guys are the janaza guys, the guys that are doing the ghusl, the teams, they are doing tremendous, tremendous work. Inshallah, Allah reward all of them with good health, long life.
Amen. Any final message, Mohammed, to the community?
I just think that if everybody get the mindset and the mentality going that, you know what, I am positive COVID, I need to be responsible, I need to act responsible. I think we're going to win the war. It's a war at the moment. The battlefields are hard. There's lots of casualties. I think Muslim Stats has given us figures of 74 Muslim deaths over the last 2 to 3 days. I mean, for the population, for the number of proportionate balance, I think 74 is a big number, Muslim deaths countrywide. So I just think that if we all act responsible, assist your neighbors, assist your community, those that are infected, be responsible, stay indoors, call the necessary help. But when you need indoors, please do it. There's a reality that our blood results are actually gone so delayed. Before, during the second wave, we were getting results within 12, 18 hours. We now go on to some labs where we're getting results after 24 and 36 hours.
Mohammed, may Allah Ta'ala reward you people, may Allah keep you strong, may Allah protect you, and you know, we owe you a debt of gratitude on behalf of the entire community. Continue with the sterling work.
Jazakumullah khair, Mawlana. So, yeah, please, community out there, make dua for all the frontline workers, doctors, and all those involved with COVID. It's a tough task for us. Alhamdulillah Shukr, make it easy and guide us to do the right thing.
Jazakumullah khair. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Brother Mohammed Bismillah. He's an activist, community worker, involved with the different efforts in as far as assisting with COVID-19 related issues, helping people at their homes with the oxygen concentrators or the oxygen machines, helping to get patients to the hospitals. And it's good to see that the different community forums and organizations are networking and working together. That's excellent to see, mashallah. May Allah ta'ala grant them barakah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect them. They're putting their lives on the line by putting themselves on the front line to assist others. And we should see how we can come to the fore and assist them, whether it be financially, but more importantly, whether it be with our time, and be willing to put ourselves also on the front line to assist the community. The idea is not to create panic, but the idea is to make people realize what is really happening on the ground here in Indonesia and surrounding areas, so that we can pool our resources and we can put in our efforts to tackle the issue, all the while turning to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for help and assistance.